Ahava blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us and guide us during these times of heightened energy to awaken, integrate, remember, embody our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound healer. And I am your guide for this sound activation. This is the sound activation episode, which is a companion to the noon Feminine Mysteries episode. And if you have not checked that out, I encourage you to check that out after the sound activation. So sound activation is an energy healing. So as it is an energy healing, I invite you to create a sacred space around you. You can light some incense, burn a candle, whatever it is that you need to do to really get yourself comfortable and in a safe, beautiful environment for you to really receive. This episode, these two episodes, really are all about opening ourselves up to the feminine mysteries, to receive the wisdom, to know that when we are given, we are receiving. So there is no having to wait. It's always that endless flow of receptivity that opens us up to giving even more. So if you are driving or operating heavy machinery, please do not try to do this meditation. If you are listening to this on a platform like, what is it called? iHeartRadio, please, I encourage you to go to my website, go to another service that does not cut into the body of this episode with advertisements. This is an energetic transmission, and as it is an energetic transmission, it is a sacred space for us to really allow ourselves to receive the full breath of this energetic upgrade that we are going into with, as we are going into Scorpio season and the new lunar cycle of Scorpio. So, long deep breathing. All you need to do is be open to receive. Very easy. Let's see if I forgot anything. So the links to listen to this without any interruptions are in the show notes. And sacred space, long deep breathing. You can receive this lying down, or you can be seated, however you feel comfortable. And it's going to be about an hour-ish or so. I allow spirit, the divine, to just flow through me. So let's get started. Long deep breathing. Closing our eyes, just allowing ourselves to be in this present moment, feeling our body, feeling our heart, breathing into our womb space, and just allowing your breath to take you deeper as I start by calling in the directions. Starting with the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhau, I call upon the Ruhau to bring us clarity, wisdom, focus, discernment. Teach us the wisdom of air. Purify our thoughts, our words. I call upon Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body. I call in your healing energy. I call in your healing energy and I ask that you breathe the breath of life into us. I ask that you nourish our spirits with your gentle breeze. As I call upon El Shaddai to activate the power of the word within us, I call in the direction of the south, the element of water, the Maya. I call upon the Maya and the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation, to to flow through us, nurturing, nourishing, purifying our hearts and our womb spaces. I call in Archangel Gabriel, bringer of intuition, emotional clarity. I call in your compassionate energy. I ask that you bless us with emotional clarity, that you guide us into deeper alignment with our intuition, awakening even deeper levels of our intuitive capabilities. I ask that you allow us to receive the messages, opening ourselves up to the feminine wisdom, to embody the messages and support us in taking aligned action. I call upon El Shaddai to activate the divine feminine codes within us. I call in the direction of the east, the element of fire, the Nuchra. I call upon the Nuchra to burn clean what is stagnant, dense in our energy field, alchemizing it into light. Teach us the wisdom of fire. Allow us to master the alchemy of the soul. Allow us to ease into transformation, to transmutation. As I call in Archangel Uriel, keeper of the fire, illuminator of truth and wisdom. I call in your fiery, passionate energy. I ask that you align us even more deeply with truth, awakening within us the hunger for the truth. Clear anything that is dense and heavy in our energy field. As I call upon El Shaddai, Archangel Uriel, guide us deeper into truth. Illuminate our path forward today and every day. I call in the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha. I call upon the Arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, protection, security, stability. Teach us the wisdom. To live in greater reverence and harmony with the earth, activating the ley lines and vortices beneath our feet, aiding humanity and Gaia in this ascension journey. I call in Archangel Michael, protector of the earth. I call in your protective energy. I ask that you ground us in strength, in courage. Purify our physical vessel, blessing our creations. I call in our spirit guides, the angels and archangels, the light beings of the highest vibrations of unconditional love, light, healing who guide us. I call in Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna. Guardian of light conception. Guardian of our soul, book, the book of life, our soul contracts. I call in Yeshua Messiah, Yeshua Mashiach, Mary Magdalene Kala Mashiach. I call in Yohanan, John the Baptist. And as I call upon Yohanan, I ask that you allow us to purify the waters of our creation so we may invite the mysteries, the feminine, to flow through us, the Chokhmah. I call upon the Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit, the divine feminine face of God, allowing her golden light to flow through us. I call upon the divine Alaha El Shaddai, God Goddess, divine Mother Father. I call upon the Pleiadians, the Hathors, and their healing frequency. I call in our star brothers and sisters, Arcturians, Lyrans, Sirians, Andromedans, light beings of the highest frequencies of love, healing of light. And in this time, as the veil gets thin, I call in our ancestors who wish to be here with us. Breathing deeply, allowing the golden light of Shekhinah to stream into your head there, to the crown, envisioning the Heter opening to receive the golden light of Shekhinah like a thousand-petaled lotus. Distortions, any vows, any agreements we entered into, knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously, to be dissolved into the golden light. As we allow the golden light to flow through us from the Heter, flowing to the Chokhmah, on your right side, to the right maybe of your ear-ish, beginning or through the voice of a friend. Allow. As we bring the beautiful golden light of Shekhinah down to the Chesed, to the Gevura, activating the space of the throat, allowing you to speak your truth, your desires, your need into the world, so they may manifest. They may manifest with greater ease. Clearing away distortions around utilizing our voice, speaking our truth. Any vows of silence, any religious orders we entered into, allow them to dissolve in the golden light. Letting go of guilt and shame. Allowing the golden light of Shekhinah to flow freely, cascading down from the ethers into your Tree of Life template. Allowing it to now flow into the heart. As you receive unconditional love. The concept of unconditional love is interesting to the divine, as in the celestial realms, there is only love and there's only one expression, unconditional. The walls around your heart, the boundaries. heart is always safe, connected to the soul, to the divine, allowing beauty, grace, forgiveness, kindness to flow forth from the heart. Letting go of old wounds, anywhere that our heart has been hurt, broken. Allow the golden light of Shekhinah to be a healing balm over the heart.
Left side of your torso.
Allowing the Hod and the Netzach to be filled with the golden light of Shekhinah. From this space, feeling ourselves fully sovereign. The sacred I am, the soul. Strengthening the sacred will, the desire of the soul. Strengthening your confidence, your power, your ability to wield your power. And from this space, we're going to remove, dissolve, stuck energy. us, anywhere we block our creativity and our creative expression, our passion, our purpose. Allow the golden light to purify the waters of the Yesod, alchemizing and transforming any denseness. Away. flowing up through the layers of earth. Spinal column. Allow the golden light to infuse your spinal fluid in golden energy. Purifying the waters of your spinal fluid, just as it purifies the waters in the Yesod. Thank you. Mary Magdalene, Kala Mashiha, Yeshua Mashiha, Yohanan the Baptizer, Light Beings of the Desert Rose Lineage, we give thanks in gratitude to the Pleiadians, the Hathors, and their healing frequencies, to our star brothers and sisters, the Arcturians, Lyrans, Sirians, Andromedans, Light Beings of the highest frequencies of unconditional love, ancestors who decided to join us to receive this activation, to the energies of the divine feminine, the noon, the sacred feminine mysteries, in gratitude to the Shekhinah, the divine feminine face of God, her golden energy to the earth beneath us, ourselves, to the Divine Mother, Father, God, Goddess, Allah, opening your eyes when you are ready. Ahava. I thank you for joining me for the sound activation. If you enjoyed this, of course, subscribe, follow, share. Find me on social media. You can find me at Embodying the Shekhinah on Instagram or at Aurea Lara, AureaLara. You can also find me on YouTube, Aurea Lara, AureaLara. Don't forget to listen to the episode on the noon, the divine feminine mysteries. That is the companion for this sound activation. And of course, listen to this sound activation anytime you feel you need to connect to this divine feminine infinite wisdom. You can listen to this anytime, just be sure to do it on a platform that does not cut in with advertisements, so please check the links in the show notes so you can just receive this activation anytime you want, no interruptions. Drink plenty of water, make sure you ground hug a tree, sit your bum on the bare earth or on the beach. Take a salt bath if that feels good to you, but definitely drink plenty of water and eat grounding foods and give yourself some time to integrate this. So meditate, journal, however it is that you feel into the integration of your energy, please do so. And with that, I will see you in the next episode. Have a blessed day of the Goddess.